salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Is it your feet or your feet? Just direct your feet.
I think it's
Willie. According to Willie, it's your feet.
And that happy tune.
Yo.
Life can be
folks,
so sweet.
We're gonna take you out of this year with a couple of, hopefully, a couple of laughs. Something or other that's in the news that's kind of funny. And we'll talk a little bit about yesterday. If you missed it, I'm sorry you did. Sorry I missed it. I couldn't hear it. I was in it.
You know what?
What?
I'm happy.
Good. Good. That's good. I'm glad Mike's happy. He's usually miserable here. It's a tough place to work.
Yes, well, the holidays, I think, cheer him up a little bit.
Sounded like he'd had a couple, you know.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the December 28th edition of Opinions Playhouse. My daughter yesterday had it wrong. She said that yesterday was the day. Actually, today is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Hey, look, it's not a good idea to talk about a past show because there are people who may not have heard it. But I got to tell you something. Dan, Alyssa was... What a pleasant surprise. Didn't you sit there yesterday going, is this my daughter? I can't believe she's this entertaining and fun. You brag on them and you like to think they're a little above average, but yesterday they could have had their own show.
Oh, both of them.
And essentially did.
I know. I had different people tell me, you need to add those two on a regular basis.
There is no radio, talk radio, that's geared to young people. It's not. All talk radio is geared to older people, sports enthusiasts, or political junkies. That's pretty much what talk radio is.
Especially young females. I mean, because I could even see younger males would, tend to listen to talk radio more. But for the young female to listen to talk radio, I think that's...
Two girls like that had a show, I got to think they'd have a huge audience.
Yeah.
Alyssa was really, really good. And
it was fun.
You know, I checked the emails and I expected at least a couple to go, hey, what was that? Everybody talking all over each other. My daughter wanted to hear it. Right after we kind of got settled, got home. I don't listen, never have listened to a show, but I listened to about half an hour of yesterday, and now I know why I don't listen, because all I did was sat there and going, we're talking over each other. The only parts I enjoyed were when Alyssa and Amanda spoke, and I thought they were really, the rest of it, we screwed up their show yesterday. That's what it amounts to. Screwed their show up. So thanks to both of them for coming in. Thanks to the audience. Thanks for all the great emails. There was not one negative email. That kind of surprised me, because there's always that one person that goes, hey, I don't listen so somebody's daughters can be on the air. I didn't have any of that, so thank you. Before we do anything else, I would like for you folks to please welcome, usually he's in the newsroom, he's in the studio now, Rick Sanborn.
Hey, how about that? A voice from your past, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you're talking about Alyssa and Amanda. I have to say that I was also just as entertained when my son, Max Foisy, who also works here at the radio station, started doing his movie show, because I was doing, old school kind of coaching on, this is the way radio works, right. This is how you should do it. And then he did it his way. And I was entertained. I mean, I listened to it and I jaded in radio. Mm-hmm. But by listening to him, I just figured, wow, great for a new generation. And I totally agree that a younger generation, especially with what they're doing now with social media, should be doing some talk radio stuff, because that's what all that is. It's talk.
Max is very good. He's very good. Unfortunately, there's nowhere for these kids to take this, because it's just... It's not 1975 anymore. It's not even 1985. And there's so much else that has sort of come along and stepped on radio. But The reason I wanted you to come in is when I heard you on this station doing news, and I knew they had picked you up to do some news, I was really happy about that, and I'll tell you why. Because if I when I hear your voice, it takes me back to the mid-'80s and KUSA. Now for people who don't know, KUSA was this exact same spot on the dial. They didn't call it 550. They called it 55 KUSA. And then when digital radios came out and all radios said 5:30, 6:30, 5:45, 50, 60, they put the O on it. But in the old days of the dial needle going up, and that was 55 KUSA. It was a country station, AM country.
Yeah.
Now, in town at the same time that Rick and I and some other really great people were on KUSA, there were two FM country stations. So, in theory, we shouldn't have had a chance because, given the choice of country music on FM, crystal clear, or AM, they should have beaten us. And they did for a while, until about mid-'80s, 85, 86.
Those were the golden years,
that's for sure. Along came, I made my move into a full-time morning position with Lee Sherwood and Robert Fox.
Right.
And then shortly after, here you came with John Chase.
That's right.
And the afternoon show was Chase and Sanborn, which is that coffee still around?
It is still around, yeah, as a matter of fact.
They don't advertise. I never hear of Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Chase and Sanborn, and that's how I got my name, too. A lot of people say, if you're Max's dad, you know, they could understand a female changing their last name because they get married.
Right.
But they say, you know, if you're Max's dad, why is your name Sanborn and his name is Foisey? How did that occur? And I've told this story before, but not probably since the KUSA days. But you remember that we went to, I think you were there, we went to lunch with Bill Coffey, who was the program director at the time, and he wanted to name us as a team. And, you know, this is when show business is supposed to be, you're supposed to find glamorous names or easy to remember names. And I thought, well, Foisey, that's too difficult. We don't put any Foisey on there. And I had gone in the past, I had used the radio name Terry Lee. Well, you got Lee Sherwood.
Terry Lee.
Right. So he didn't like that because he had Lee Sherwood. He also had Terry Fox on there. So Terry Lee was totally out. So Bill Coffey wanted to name us Smith and Wesson. He thought that was cute.
Smith. So,
let me stop and say this. He was a program director.
Yeah, that's right.
Usually what they think is cute is not cute.
No, that's exactly right. So we're sitting at this lunch and where everybody's throwing around different names. Somebody had said to the waitress, wow, this is really good coffee. What is it? She said, Chase and Sanborn. His eyes lit up. He says, which one of you wants to be Chase and which one do you want to be?
Of course his eyes lit up. Look at his last name. Coffee.
Yeah. I'm a genius.
Yes. Yeah. If his name had been Bill Bourbon, he'd want you to be Jack and Daniel or whatever. So no, I was not at that meeting, but I will tell you, I don't remember most things. Something has happened in recent years, and it's a long story, and it has to do with the medication, but I have, my memory's not great. But I remember the very first time I saw you, and it wasn't at the station. Now, I was on in the morning with a couple of guys, Lee Sherwood, Robert Fox. I was told that we had this afternoon show coming in, Chase and Sanborn. And I thought, oh, you know, like the coffee. I like that. But I'd not met you. We'd never been introduced. It was just that, you know, Monday or whatever, Monday afternoon, you'd be on. I'd be on in the morning, you'd be on in the afternoon. Rick, I will never forget this. I'm watching, and maybe you'll remember, I'm watching Channel 9. And they're doing one of those money-raising telethon, whatever, and it's different radio stations. And now with us from 107.75, here's a... And they had some goofy FM DJ on and somebody from
probably me.
And Sunny 101, here's Dan Stroud.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching it because I was told, hey, the new guys are going to do a quick hit on Channel 9. Be a chance for St. Louis to see them for the first time, for them to talk about how glad they are that they're going to be on. And I thought, great. So, I don't sit through those breaks where they go, hey, you get a coffee mug if you send us $150. But I wanted to see you guys and who you were. This is one of the funniest things I have ever seen, still to this day in my life. I'm watching, and whoever it was at Channel 9 said, hey, I'd like to bring on in here now a couple of new guys you'll be hearing on 55 KUSA Country starting Monday afternoon. Please welcome Chase and Sanborn. And out you guys walk into the camera shot, and so now I can see, here they are, Rick Chase, John Sanborn. And then...
Close. No. Yeah, that was close. Rick Sanborn and John Chase.
See what I say about my memory? Yeah. Oh, I forgot your name. John Chase and Rick Sanborn. Okay, so there they are, and I thought, okay, those are the guys that are going to be our afternoon guys. So far, so good. And nothing... You know, outstanding. You were nice. You said, hey, we're thrilled to be in St. Louis. That's what everybody says when they go to any station and they're thrilled to be in Phoenix. And you talk about how you couldn't wait to get started. And then you said, and I'm watching this live on television, we just got to meet Franco Pena. And I'm thinking, wait a second. No, you didn't. I'm at home. You haven't met me ever. And said he's everything that we had heard he would be. What a great guy. Frank, come on over here. And in, you just went over and got this really big black woman. And she's...
Do you remember that, Rick?
No.
You don't remember that?
Rick doesn't remember.
She's standing with you and John Chase like, what am I doing here? She didn't even know. And you said, Frank, hey, thanks for welcoming us and being such a good sport and showing us what it's great meeting you. And this big, big black woman just had a look of, what's going on here? And then you thanked her. And I'm sitting home thinking, okay, these guys are funny. If this is what they do, then I'm in. I get it.
Good.
And it was a great run. And you had your opening theme. But you sweetened Back in the Saddle, Back in the Saddle again. You had sound effects, woo, and then bang, gunshots. And I just thought, what a great theme song for a country show in the afternoon. I don't remember if there was a closing theme. I'm sure there was. Maybe it was Happy Trails or what.
Happy Trails.
You guys were really the perfect counterpart. And here's why I say perfect. It's rare anymore. In fact, I don't even know if it exists anymore, where there's that kind of cohesiveness, where a station, everybody at the station is on the same page. Yeah. The station from morning to night, in other words, you would keep a listener all day, because if they like the morning show, they like the afternoon show.
It's called stationality.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, man, you're a radio savant.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
That sounds like a consultant term right there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure
it doesn't exist anymore. Now there's a morning show, but they can't stand the afternoon guy, or they don't like the morning guy, but they like the afternoon show, and I don't care for the midday. It's all over the place, and all the shows are completely different. And I have said this before, that was the absolute best radio that I ever did. But the reason it was the best that I ever did was because of you and John Chase and the people I was with in the morning and everybody around me. We all made each other look good.
Well,
and sound good.
And I think that what you're saying is correct from a standpoint of we, and I don't want to say this as we didn't have pride in the product, because we did, but we didn't care. And I think that attitude coming in, just being ourselves and saying whatever words we were allowed to say on the radio at the time, is what carried over and what people latched onto. It was real.
All right, here's the other thing. We happened to work for people who ran the station who also didn't care. In other words, if we got in trouble, they were behind us.
Right.
They would call. This is before email. I'd get called in. I don't think I went 3 days without getting called down the hall. And they'd close the door, and they'd read a letter from somebody who's going to call the FCC, and oh my goodness, they're going to make sure. And essentially what they would say in the end was, hey, keep it up. Now, it didn't faze them, because they knew we had something. And they gave us free rein. Now, certainly there are limits, and you can't say the F word. You couldn't then. But you know what I'm talking about. Things that right now would cause station management to, oh my goodness, we got to send out an apology. We got to go on the air. They didn't do that. They had our backs. And that's the other thing that you just don't find it anymore. Everybody is so afraid. Oh my goodness, we upset two people. I'm not worried about upsetting two people. I'm worried about upsetting 200 people, but not two people. I don't care if one, when I get an email, and I get them, and it's that one person, I will never listen to you. I don't care about that. I don't care about that person, because that one person is the only one who heard it that way.
And they'll tune back in, too.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no, we've talked about this. Oh, we've talked about this. You can count on it. When somebody says, as of right now, I will never listen again, they're listening the next day.
That's right.
They're listening. Yeah. So those were the greatest radio days of my entire career, and it was because of what was around me.
Wow, you can see my face turning red. So
well, that big woman. I told my wife, I said, my goodness, I'm actually afraid these guys are going to be a lot better than we are. No. They're going to make us look terrible. They've got the good show. Yeah. Because that was my first little sampling of how warped you were. And you were.
It was warped. We had been accused of doing vaudevillian type of radio because
so
we were
what?
Doing. Yeah, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said was, if you're going to get people to listen, you need to do something different. And if you can do it in a humorous way, as you've done for these many years, then that's the best way to do radio. Not being worried about what you say and if you're going to be called in an office. I had the same experience you had at a different radio station where every day at 9 o'clock. I'm talking every single day after the morning show. We go into this program director's office, and he's shaking his head back and forth. And we're just waiting for him to tell us what we didn't do right or what we said wrong or something.
Wait a minute.
You know, it just takes away from the creative.
You just described the guy we had on, Rick Bayless. That's that guy.
Was his name Russ? Russ Shell? Remember that? Yeah, he looked like George Jetson. We worked with him at Kix when we all worked at Kix together.
When I was at KSD on Market Street, And look, Rick Bayless, I'm sure, is good at what he's doing, where he's doing it, but we were not meant to be in the same building together. And almost every day, he'd call me in, and then he'd start with this. What was that? And then I'd have to say, what was what?
And, what's
and,
what?
Yeah, because it could have been anything, and I don't think he would have liked it. And then he'd proceed to tell me how I just didn't get it.
Wow.
You don't get it. You're driving our audience away. And again, nothing against him. He was doing what he thought he was supposed to do. He just didn't get me and then what I did. And that's a very uncomfortable, horrible way to be at work every day. And you lose your motivation to go to work. Now, let me ask you a couple quick questions here.
Sure.
I've lost track of you. Where did you leave? What happened after the mid-80s? Just take me quickly on this little tour.
Oh, gosh. Well, we did Sunny 101.
Oh, hey, Dan?
That's what I worked with. I worked with Rick. We met at Kix when Rick. I worked with John and Rick at Kix.
Now, Rick, did you leave Sunny? Did you leave Sunny because you found out Dan was there?
No. No, they pulled the plug on Sunny, and it became some other radio station.
Sunny 101.
Oh, it was terrible.
The stations went through this phase of we've got to be something, Alice, Sunny, Jimmy 106. What was that all about?
It was horrible.
Yes.
Hank.
Yeah. Right, so you go to Sunny, so you're still in town.
Yeah, so there's Sunny, and then I can't remember chronologically speaking, but I also then worked for what Kix became.
No, oh, 106?
Yeah.
When they changed to 106.5.
And then I went to Nashville for a year. Didn't want to stay in Nashville. I came back here. I worked for KLOU. I worked for KMOX. I've told people before, it's easier for me to say what stations I haven't worked for.
But this is what I'm
trying. And then you did news for us for a while here.
I did. I was, yeah. I was.
You were here for a couple years?
Yeah, I remember.
This is what I've tried to tell people about the radio business. I'm an exception. I'm not going to say that I've been jerked around and moved around. I haven't, but I feel bad for solid people who are not appreciated, and they're just fired and hired and rehired and fired and hired and moved around. And it's toughest, I think, to be a guy like you, a guy with a really good voice and a solid delivery. You have the voice the rest of us wish we had.
Wow. I'm getting redder and redder.
Those are the guys they don't seem to appreciate for some reason.
Well,
the guys who sound like they should be on the radio.
But I think what you're saying is the people like Bayless, like the people like Dan was talking about, Rush Shell and things like that, I'm not going to besmirch teachers, but those who can't do teach kind of thing. I think when you become a program director or a consultant, it's because you can't do the on-air work. And then I've been fired 12 times more.
Lucky.
But never for cause. I've never done anything. I never, I didn't expose
somebody
myself
else
to
bought the
boss's
the station,
wife or something.
Or they changed the format.
Or they're downsizing because of this reason or whatever.
Well, how about this? When you do that, how about keeping me?
I've often wondered that. But then I don't take it personally. And I think that's what's happened over the past couple of decades of doing this in the St. Louis area is I don't take it as me because I didn't cause them to change that format. I didn't cause them
to sell it
to new owners. That was not me. I try and do the best I can do in whatever guise they're wanting me to do it. I can be a rock jock. I was a smooth jazz morning show guy. I've done the news. I've done, because I think that's what's kept me eating for all these years is that I can wear the multiple hats. And I have a great passion for whatever I'm doing at the time. But is it recognized? I think I can only,
what
at the end of the day, be happy
is
with
that?
Myself.
Yeah.
That's why for a guy in this business.
Don't worry, I'll be fired by the end of the week from here. So.
We're going to let you go. We're going to take a break. Right. I have to tell this story quickly because Dan will appreciate this. I think the program director, folks, program director is, we don't know what that is. And we've been in the business forever. They don't even know what it is. But it's the guy who gets fired if everything goes wrong. Fire the program director.
Yeah.
We had a guy at Kix named John King. I'm telling you, John King is my favorite. And I'm not saying that in any sort. He was my favorite program director ever. Because while he was afraid of what I did on the air, he would secretly, I know, close the door and laugh before he called me in to say, don't ever do that again. So John King's real name was French Damewood. In fact, it was French Damewood III. So he goes by the name John King. Well, who wouldn't? And one day I decide to go on the air and I just said to Lee, I said, have you noticed the different look that people at the station here have, especially the women? And he knew me well enough to know to just say, yeah, he knew what I was talking about. And I said, you know what I think it is? They've hired an in-house hairdresser, French Damewood. I said, he's a hairstylist. And I said, this place spares no expense. We have our station physician. In fact, we have a station gynecologist, Dr. Harry Holchek. And now we have French Damewood III doing everybody's hair. The minute the show is over, John King is waiting in the hall, and he goes, I need to see you right now. I closed the door, and he just put his hands over his face. He said, what are you trying to do? He said, you're killing me. He says, you know that's my real name. You know that. And I said, yeah, I know. I couldn't not make fun of it. It's just, you don't even like it, or you wouldn't have changed your name. He said, yeah, but to tell people I'm the hairdresser. And he opens the phone book, and he goes, look. And sure enough, he's in the phone book as French Damewood. And he just sort of shook his head and went, get out. Just get out of my office. Wow. He was so frustrated because he didn't want, but the good thing is he didn't want to put the kibosh on something that was working.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he would have stopped it if he could have before it started. And that's the difference, I think.
Well, see, John King is not working in radio anymore. He's a hairdresser.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know where he is. He was down in Nashville. I don't know.
I know we're short on time, but the big thing about a program director of a successful station knows how to deal with the talent that's on the air
right.
and will let them use their personalities. Sure. And that's what happened with music radio has gone in the crapper because they've taken all of the personality
out of
music
radio.
The
last radio that I worked for was K-Hits here in St. Louis. Classic rock for a couple of decades, okay? And I was doing the morning show on there. So the directive that I had was, here's what you talk about in the morning. You talk about the music.
Oh, my God.
And the music. And the music.
Oh.
And that's all. That's all. I was not allowed to talk about anything else except whatever Lynyrd Skynyrd was doing or, you know.
And if you're not a music expert, you're screwed.
Well, plus the fact you're boring a lot of people who don't give a crap about
it. Right. Yeah. They just like the song. They don't really need to the
Exactly. So then they decide, of course, that they're going to change the format because they want more female listeners. So they go to this ridiculous format that three other radio stations in town are doing.
Top 40,
and,
right?
And after 9 years, they said, oh, sorry, Rick Sanborn. See you later. So,
Rick, did you ever have them put up a cardboard cutout in the studio and tell you this is your audience?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. They had a cardboard cutout,
and his name was Michael, mm-hmm. and it was a life-size thing. And they said, when you're doing your show, you look at that. That's your audience. He's 35.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His name is Michael.
He has 2.5 kids.
Yes. And then they had Y98. They had a female.
They had Lucy.
They had a female at Y98. Was it Lucy?
Yeah, it was Lucy.
Okay, here's your audience. Look at her. Remember who you're talking to.
She's a soccer mom.
Wow.
I had to look at Lucy.
Now, listen, we may have to do part two of this, okay?
Sure, yeah.
All right. It's nice to hear you on
Nice to see you again,
right,
buddy.
Rick Sanborn, everybody.
Yay.
Not sure if he's funny now or not, but I know in the 80s he was.
Oh, he's funny.
He was funny. Let's see. I got a lot of catching up to do. Let's start with this. Let's start with you folks who are changing jobs or retiring. Can't do both. You're either changing jobs or retiring, or you're staying put. In fact, I'll include you in there, too, if you're staying put where you are. If you've been able to accumulate a little money, $25,000 or more, you're doing something with it. Even if you're doing nothing with it, that's what you're doing with it. Nothing. And to some people, that's fine. If they don't earn any interest, it's buried in the yard or whatever. Probably not the way to get where you want to get ultimately in your life financially. So you need some help and you need some advice. And that brings us to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Beyond. We'll mention them later, and he'll mention their website later. For now, I will just tell you that especially if you change jobs or you're thinking about retiring, there's some do's and don'ts that you need to know about your retirement fund. If you move it, work somewhere else, or if you retire, how do you plan for that? They can help you. MarkandJason.com is the website. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel is a member, SIPC and NYSE. It is a complimentary meeting. You'll set it up, and the phone number is there on the site. Easy. You call them. I think you're going to be very glad you did this, even if you have a financial advisor now. So what? Second opinion. How could it hurt? MarkandJason.com.
Meet me. All right, here's a guy, and we work together at probably one of the best radio stations, music-wise and everything, WMRY. It's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Dan. You know, that's funny. Right before the show, I heard him on the news, and I said, do you ever take a break? Because he was on with Farmer Dave this morning, and I asked him, do you remember me from the stations? Because he and I worked together, too, for a while.
Oh, so, yeah.
Business is funny in radio, isn't it, in St. Louis?
And it's not that funny when you're getting moved around a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know what? Unlike this morning, there's a whole lot of nothing going on the highways. They're all pretty wide open. It looks like we're getting a little slowdown bit on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, and the same thing on westbound Highway 40 between Hampton and McCausland. But that's about it. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You want the best for your children, especially when they're not feeling well. The Exergen Temporal Scanner takes your child's temperature quickly and accurately. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Happy New Year from the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this,
But if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
When you don't have dental insurance, you find out just how expensive dental care can be. A simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds or even thousands more. But here's news that'll make you smile. Now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. For a free information kit with all the details, call now 1-800-300-2244. This isn't just a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for over 350 covered procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can choose any dentist with no deductible and no annual maximum. This is affordable dental coverage that will help make you smile. So call now for your free information kit. 1-800-300-2244. That's 1-800-300-2244.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When my daughter is in town, she goes usually, well, not every time, but she goes to the dentist twice a year. She still goes to Ballast Dental Care. I'm sure there's probably a pretty good dentist in Overland Park, Kansas, but she's probably never going to meet him or her, because when you have found a dental clinic that you like, where you're comfortable, And where you see that patients who go in and out have been going there for 20, 30, in my case, 43 years, you think, wow, this must be, this is it. And it is it. And again, I've had, look, I certainly could have gone somewhere else over the last 43 years. They haven't been a part of the show and a sponsor of the show, but 16 years or so. So there were many years before that I could have gone somewhere else, and I've had chances since then. Not interested. Not interested. Because I can't imagine. Look, what else would you want in a dental clinic? You want to be go somewhere where you're comfortable, where they know how to deal with you, explain things to you. It's a chair-side manner, if you want to call it that. Where you never dread an appointment. You actually look forward to it. I just described Balanced Dental Care. And across the board, down the line, when I get emails from people who have either not been to a dentist for years and years and years and years, or they never really liked where they were going, and they make the first appointment at Ballast Dental Care every single time when they email me, it's the same thing. You were right. You were right. You didn't exaggerate. I would never have believed there was such a place. Well, there is. It's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and I've been going there for 43 years. I don't ever intend to go anywhere else. BallastDentalCare.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've heard this mentioned a lot, especially the last few months, just with how many celebrities have been lost this year. So everybody's saying this is the worst year ever, 2016.
Worst year ever. Year.
Well, and we did have a lot of celebrity deaths. You know, Prince and David Bowie and
they're dead.
Marisa, yes.
No.
Well, yeah, you mentioned yesterday off the air. You forgot Gary Shandling died.
I did forget it. Yeah. I completely forgot.
So yeah. So it's. I guess it is to you know maybe there were more high profile. Celebrities that died this year, but this article
and there's
I found,
always a butt in your face.
In your face, yeah.
This article goes on to tell some other years. Maybe you may want to check, recheck your history if you think this is the worst year ever. Worst year ever.
Okay.
One here is this might be the top of the list. The year was 72,000 BC. Anybody know what happens at
72,000 BC?
We lost a lot of celebrities that year?
No, we did not lose celebrities, but, and there's always a butt
in
your face.
The dinosaurs?
That was the year that there was a volcanic super eruption on the island of Sumatra.
Ooh.
The explosion was massive. Listen to this. It exploded with the force of 1.5 million Hiroshima-sized bombs.
Oh, my goodness.
So 1.5 atomic bombs. 1.5 million atomic
bombs.
Well,
that should have blown the whole Earth up.
It says rock and magma were hurled continental distances. So
magma. I don't like that word.
I know.
Magma.
And it
you
says,
got your magma on me.
It says
he rubbed his magma on the drapes.
It says a layer of volcanic ash, approximately 6 inches thick, settled over Asia with traces as far as East Africa.
Whoa.
The skies darkened, global temperatures fell.
How do they know that?
Well, they have DNA testing and stuff. It says the long night descended, so it was something similar to a nuclear winter began, and it lasted for several years.
Okay, but there's no records. Said, at 72,000 BC, there's no records of that.
No, but they're able to study, you know, with different carbon carbon things. And I know you're skeptical of that.
I'm just because you could make it up, and who'd know? Who knows
right.
the difference?
But
sounds
it says,
pretty cool.
You know, a food source died off, and then they're able to do DNA tests where they found the population of the human population was reduced to between 3,000 and 10,000 people. It doesn't say before.
In the whole Earth?
The entire human population of the Earth
wow.
was reduced to. So essentially, we're all, you know, we all come from, you know, the tiny group of survivors.
Well, that's the census.
This probably sounds weird, but I think that would be kind of interesting if you woke up one day and there's like 12 of us.
They have all those movies
where some guy comes out of the rubble and he's the only guy left and he runs into one other person.
Or some outbreak or something like that where some disease that kills most of the population. But it says, so from that tiny group, all 7 billion people on Earth today.
My fantasy is that a massive volcano or something wipes everybody out except me and Charlize Theron. And at a certain point...
You have to
point,
repopulate.
Well, but she's going to have to cave in. Even to me, at a certain point, a year goes by. Okay.
Sure, you have to for mankind. You have to repopulate.
She'd do it for the sake of the world.
So everybody that you know is hashtagging 2016 worst year ever.
Rethink that.
Maybe go back and.
But they're talking about celebrity, like worst year for celebrity deaths.
If you repopulate. They can't just have two people here because then you've got just your kids.
That incestual stuff.
Yeah.
And you've got a point there.
Then, oof.
You gonna have it do it with your children? I don't think so.
And then you have a chance that someone's gonna be physically damaged or something.
But doesn't the Bible say everybody is descended from?
Let's not get into that.
Oh boy, here we go.
So 72,000 BC. You can look it up. And I have one more thing here. As the year dwindles down here, I found another list. And this list comes from, I don't know where, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits. And these are some of the most strangest, awkwardly shaped, and least pleasant objects that America has shoved into various holes.
Oh, yeah, this is always good. No.
Now, some are not, there's a list for some in the ear.
But we're only interested in the rectal insertions.
Exactly. There's ear, nose, throat. Right. None of those. But, well said. There's always a butt in your face.
Yeah.
Then they have the category of Weezer. Weezer? Yes.
Yeah, I'll never
go. Unfortunately, some men find that...
The first one
on the list here is a carved down piece of domino inserted, and the patient now wants it removed. That's what they wrote on his
this is into the urethra frank.
A sandal buckle, a BB, a doll shoe.
What doll shoe?
I guess like a little doll shoe, maybe like a Barbie shoe or something.
I don't believe the urethra stretches out.
You would be mistaken.
Okay.
The one guy said that he had a pebble stuck in there while swimming in a lake 3 weeks ago.
Right.
He finally went into a pen cap, a pen, a 3-inch straight pen. There you go. Cross your legs, gentlemen. And the last one, a marble.
These people are deranged.
And it says also that he on the notes that he cut his Weezer trying to get it out. So not only did he have the marble in there, but he was trying to dig it out with something. I have more of the list later. Maybe if we have time, we can get to our later on, because I also have the female area.
I don't have anything. You can...
Well, we're out of time this hour, so but maybe later on, if we have more time, I can get to...
And look, I don't mean... that area is meant to have something inserted in it, the women's area. So certain things, you go, okay, I could see where...
Oh, man, but wait till
you... The urethra Franklin is not meant to have anything put in it.
No.
That just gave me a headache thinking about all that.
I'll just give you one of the women's area. What? Cigarettes and lighter.
Like a full pack?
I guess a full pack of cigarettes and the lighter, both up there that she had to have help with. But there's more. We'll save it for you.
You remember the Warren Beatty joke?
Yes. Could have saved the limo.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well,
I can't do it.
You don't know that that setup is the most important.
It's ruined. That's the point. So now I got to wait a year to do it again. We can close the Burke segment, I guess. Burke segment's officially closed. First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. That's where I've been banking for a few years. I don't know the exact number of years. I'm going to guess 8. Okay? I'm pretty close. Do all my banking there. I don't think there are very many people left who don't know that a credit union is a place to bank. I hope they don't think it's, oh, that's a union like the electricians union or the Teamsters union. No, it's a credit union, and they originally were set up as a special perk or benefit for people to attract them to work at certain places. In the case of First Community Credit Union, it was set up so that Monsanto employees would have something the average person didn't have, and that would be a place where they could go and maybe even if they were sort of on the bubble with another financial institution as far as the loan, no problem. Your credit union will bend over backwards, do everything we can to get you that loan you need for that car or whatever. And that's still what they do for their members. And then to become a member, you no longer have to work at Monsanto. You can work anywhere. If you hear this station, you can be a customer. We're called members at First Community Credit Union. Don't forget, too, First Community is the exclusive sponsor of the Great Yard Sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. If you've never heard it, what's so funny? Now, what is so funny?
I sent you the name of those cigarettes that Peon was just talking about. I'm sorry.
I ought to read it and get you fired. I should.
I think you should. I think
he says there's a woman's cigarette and the name. You remember Virginia Slim?
Yeah.
He
yeah.
says they're vagina slimes. The ones you insert. See, you're fired. Now you'll be called down the hall. Yeah. Now you're going to get that call down the hall that we talked about earlier. First Community Credit Union. There are 43 locations. Yes, it is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Great rates, great service, great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
The 40 is stop and go now between the Science Center and McCausland. We do have an accident before Highway 270, and that's causing a backup to just east of Ballas. We have southbound 270 from 40 down through Doherty Ferry, and then slow on westbound 44 from Soccer Park past Bowles. This report brought to you by Centrum Silver, now verified non-GMO and gluten-free, with daily nutrients to support your heart, brain, eyes, and all the most important parts of you. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.